Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rich Chiles. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dan Ford. Batting seventh. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting ninth. The catcher, Glenn Borgman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Darryl Jackson. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Joe Wallace. Batting second. The left fielder, Miguel Delon. Batting third. The shortstop, Mario Guerrero. Batting fourth. The DH, Mitchell Page. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Taylor Duncan. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jeff Newman. Batting 7th. The first baseman, Dave Revering. Batting 8th. The right fielder, Tony Armas. Batting 9th. The second baseman, Mike Edwards. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Rick Langford. And now, play ball. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Delone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Chiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page strikes out. One out. Taylor Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a line drive towards short. Smalley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. DeLone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman takes first base on ball four. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson fires to first and has Edwards trapped. There's the throw to Smalley, who tags Edwards for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley strikes out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 1 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Langford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wallace strikes out. One out. Miguel DeLone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLone is 0 for 1 in the game. DeLone hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0 for 1 in the game. Guerrero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Chiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chiles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering scoops it up and throws to first, with Langford covering, for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. Ford hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilfong hits a line drive into center field. Wallace picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wallace. Adams goes all the way around to score. Wilfong moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Twins. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Duncan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-1 in the game. Page hits a line drive into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taylor Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-1 in the game. Duncan hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-1 in the game. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley strikes out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0-for-1 in the game. Revering is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-1 in the game. Armas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wallace hits a fly ball into left field. Shiles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-2 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shiles hits a line drive towards first. Revering reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-2 in the game. Ford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone is 0-for-2 in the game. Delone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0-for-2 in the game. Guerrero strikes out. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-2 in the game. Page takes first base on ball 4. Taylor Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Page. The throw from Borgman and he is out, Wilfong applying the tag. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilfong bunts between the mound and first base. Langford scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilfong for the out. Adams moves to second. One out. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Duncan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-3 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Taylor Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-2 in the game. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-2 in the game. Newman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Borgman settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Borgman. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0-for-2 in the game. Revering is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-3 in the game. Smalley strikes out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-3 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Langford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-3 in the game. Cubbage is hit by the pitch. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Shiles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cubbage moves to second. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-3 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Armas hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Adams pinch hits for Mike Edwards. Mike Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cubbage settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wallace strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 1, and Oakland Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.